feel like a bit of a defeat in the end, having been 2-0 up?
Yeah, happy
with a point?
No, without a shadow of a doubt. It's always, we gutted. It's really disappointed. We never really played that well in the game. I think the conditions were always going to make it difficult. The ball was off the pitch probably more than it was on it, and you always sort of waiting. So it was hard to build any kind of momentum or tempo in the game because of, windy, swirly, wet, muddy conditions. But, they're certainly not excuses. It's the same for both teams. So we never really had any dominant spells, but done what we had to do, and we're 2-0 up, and we're in a good position. But obviously, Christmas is a season of goodwill because we've gift wrapped a couple of goals for them, which is unlike us. We've defended really well of late, and it was just a few suicidal moments defensively, which have cost us. But at the same time, we weren't particularly dominating a game of football either, like the way we would have liked. So. I don't know. We're bitterly disappointed. And
just a couple of lapses in concentration. Both, as you say, both goals were from inside the 6-yard box for Dorchester. Right?
Yeah, I bet they couldn't believe their luck the way that where the positions they found themselves in. And like I said, it's unlike us. We've defended really well. We've had 5 clean sheets in the last game. So, yeah, I said maybe the boys, maybe they've earned the right to, hopefully that's just a blip because there was some uncharacteristic performances out there today. So. We've just got to bounce back quickly, and the game comes quickly on New Year's Day, and after a performance like that, it can't come quick enough because we want a reaction and we want to put things right. Because disappointing from us, we had a crowd in today and we probably didn't see the true Weymouth team, which is disappointing for me as a manager. But at the same time, we're 2-0 up. On another day, we put our foot through that or clear it, and we come away with 3 points, not playing that well, but in a better position. But that's football. You got to take the rough with the smooth and roll with the punches a little bit. And today was a kick in the teeth, and we just look to get on the training field, improve for next week, and hopefully see a quick reaction.
Sounds like you hope then some valuable lessons learned for your players. Perhaps we know how you like to play your football and how you like your Weymouth team to play here, and conditions perhaps didn't allow for that today.
Yeah,
could have allowed for a different style, like you said, putting your foot through it.
Yeah, well, definitely. I think it's just, again, it's decision making and timing. I still think the pitch was slick enough to play, get it down when we could play, but at any time it was in the air, it was swirling around anywhere. So it made it tricky, but again, no excuses for me. We didn't quite hit our high standards, and it's a compliment to the boys when a team have come away with a point and they're really happy. You see how much the point meant to them, which is. Shows what a scalp we are, and I think that's a compliment to our boys, how well they've done, that now we're seen as a scalp. So we've got to deal with that pressure and play with that pressure now, and we've got to show ourselves in a better light.
Was it a big crowd, as you said? What did you make of them and also the atmosphere today? I think we had flares, fireworks, bit of everything.
Yeah, it was good. It's great. That's what we want. That's what we're all trying to do. Get more. We want to be playing in the big games, a big occasion, in front of big crowds, and that's what we want. And hopefully our boys can learn from that experience again today, because I said we're still a young team and we're learning, but we put ourselves in a position now where we've got to learn quick if we want to keep up with the pace of it.
You go again on New Year's Day, as you said, against Gosport. Could be a potentially different animal now. They've had a bit of change there over the last couple of weeks, so it could be a different game for your team than it would have been perhaps a couple of weeks ago.
Without a shadow of a doubt, every there's no easy game in this league. I think the results always show that. They're all different challenges, and Gosport now, new owners, new manager, and we've always seemed to time it just about like that, to be honest. We haven't played them at all yet, and but they're going to be fighting for their lives. They're near the bottom, scrapping for every point. So just like Dorchester come in, scrap for everything. So, we're going to be expecting a real tough game, and we've got to dust ourselves off and prepare and be right on it for that one.
And just finally, Mark, we've been told youngster on your bench on Saturday, Jordan and Garlo, is also signed for Poole Town dual registration. But perhaps I'm hearing now that that's not the case. What can you clear up on that front for us?
I don't get involved in the secretarial work of it. I don't claim to know about it. All I know is that we've invited the young lad to come in and us to have a look at him. He seems like a good young player, and I just wanted to have a look at him. So that's the way I see it at the moment. I think other people might be looking to try and see him as well. So. I can't really comment on it too much apart from he's come and trained with us and played for us last week, and that was it, really.
And hopefully to have him again in the future.
I'd like to definitely see more of him, and that's up to him and up to the other clubs who might well be courting him.